All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 62. Learning today sponsored by Brenda and Rabbi Darren Blackstein, in memory of Rabbi Blackstein's mother, Mimchaya Basimcha Levi, and by Fran Weinberg, in memory of her father, Yaakov Yosef and Moshe Aaron, Shetei Nishmasam Tzuras B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, continuing in the Parshas HaShavua, Nenei D'Yoma topics, so we'll take one connected to Bereishis and the creation of the world, and that is one allowed to draw a picture of the sun, the moon, and the stars? So I think this is not such a well-known Isser. Definitely have given my fair share of kulas recently, so this is more of a chumrah. It's not a chumrah, it's a halacha. Just might not be such a known halacha, and the answer is really not. One is not allowed to draw, technically speaking, just any picture of the sun, the moon, and the stars. So what about our little kids' projects for Bereishis? All right, so we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Kuf Mem Aleph says that, so Rashi says, like, images, this falls under the category of Avodah Zarah, that we're not allowed to make any forms of Avodah Zarah. So certainly, like, straight-up idols and the like, but even it extends beyond that as well. So the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Dalet says, with regards to, like, angelic figures, Sraphim, Ophanim, Malachim, and even human beings, so there it's usher to make a 3D protruding sculpture type of image, one that actually three-dimensional. So that's usher. But to merely draw a picture, to draw a picture of a human being, is totally mutter. Even to draw a picture of an angel is mutter. Even though the picture you might think is a 3D picture, because it's not like, you know, a stick figure, that's obviously 2D, but you draw a nice picture of looks like a real human, like you're a good artist, that's also considered two-dimensional. That's not actually, it's still like a two-dimensional piece of paper, even though, you know, there's an illusion that it looks like 3D. That's not the Isser. As long as it's not protruding and raised and like a sculpture type of thing. So as far as human beings, angels, any of those things, it's mutter to do. When it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, so there the Mechaber says, just getting it, V'tzuras chama ulovana v'kochavim asur Bain boltos, bain shokos. That is usher, whether it is protruding, like 3D, or even if it's depressed, if it's flat, if it's just a picture on a paper, on a wall, on a ceiling, or something like that. So that would be usher when it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars. Why that is, so there's a svara given that the way we relate to, just say, human beings in general, we see them as 3D figures. So if we see a picture of one, we realize, like, that's not the real thing. That's just, like, a picture. As opposed to the sun, the moon, and the stars, like, we could only really relate to them, I don't know, maybe now with our technology and whatnot, it's different, but in the times of the Gemara, we always saw them as, like, you know, 2D, like, the sky looks like a painting, you know, like, you see the sun, the moon, and the stars, like, it's not, like, we don't grasp it as 3D as much as a regular human, it's more like a 2D picture anyway, so then to see it in a regular picture is very similar to what it always appears to us to be. So it's more similar to what it is, so that would be a problem. Okay, anyways, all of this, again, is under the rubric of Avodah Zarah, creating forms of Avodah Zarah, that things that people worship. So when it comes to humans, angels, things like that, to do like a sculpture of it, it would be usher. To a picture, it would not be usher. When it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, so even a regular picture, the Shulchan Aruch says, not a chumrah, it's a Shulchan Aruch, it would be usher. So is there any exception? So first of all, what about with our children? What about their projects? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he says, he's pretty machmir, but he does say if it's like, pretty much like, you know, a bad picture that really doesn't accurately resemble a real sun, moon, or star, so then there's no Isser in that. But he still concludes, like, he's not sure what the point of, like, being mechanich them to draw it at a young age, because at some point they'll get older, they'll do a better job, and then it's going to be Isser. So he questions whether we should be having them do it at all. But technically speaking, that wouldn't be Isser if it's, like, not a good picture. Rav Uzner and Shevet Alevi has a more expansive heter, and he says if it's lehislami, if it's for educational purposes, then it's okay. He brings a riot from the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon in his house, so when witnesses would come to give testimony about the new moon for Kiddush HaChodesh, for Rosh Chodesh, he would, like, show them pictures. Oh, did it look like this? Did it look like that? And that would help with their edus. So for that purpose, it's mutter. So Rav Uzner says, you know, for kids who have a Parsha project on Bereishis and doing the sun, the moon, and the stars, or Yosef's dreams and the stars in Shemayim, that's lehislami, that's educational, so that's okay. So there's, you could take this heter as, you know, as far as it can go. Certainly, you know, for the educational purposes of knowing when it's Rosh Chodesh and the Gemara, that's okay. To learn about Parsha's Bereishis to help you with that, that's okay, according to Rav Uzner. Would we say, you know, likely to learn about the sun, the moon, and the stars, As you know, to learn about them, not for avodah zarah, but to learn about them, that presumably would be okay. The Shulchan Aruch, not presumably. The Shulchan Aruch says, if it's lehislamin, if it's to teach, then not only is a picture okay, even one that is boltos, even like a 3D sculpture would be okay. So to make these little, projects of the solar system, including the sun or the moon, that's actual 3D. That's okay, because it's lehislamin, it's to teach. At some point, you know, let's say I want to become an artist or a sculptor. All right, so I'm just, you know, drawing pictures or making sculptures of the sun, lehislamin. I would think at that point we would get cut off. You know, how far can we make that extension from Rabban Gamliel, who had pictures for the sake of Kiddush HaChodesh? But that's the idea. So, generally speaking, it would be usher to make even pictures. So that's the Isser D'Oraisa. The Isser D'Oraisa would be to make pictures. There's an Isser D'Rabbanan on top of all this to retain it. So even to like have a picture of these things, not D'Oraisa, but it'll be usher D'Rabbanan to even retain such pictures of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Some exceptions in the world of, you know, educational purposes, as was discussed above. But again, as opposed to like human beings or angels, where it's really only an issue in the 3D form, when it comes to the sun, the moon, the stars, it would even be an issue as a regular picture. Asumi the right to do so, and asumi the abundant to retain it. So we should be careful for that.